faster than shit through a goose, more powerful than a 1973 Ford Pinto, able to leap from the couch within a couple of tries. Look, over there. It's a rhino. It's a landmass. No, it's Captain Punishment. Working class, limp dick, bad guy, ass kicker. Operation Attack Squirrel presents the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour. This week's issue, the Apparition Occupation, part 2. I got a sour man's taste in my mouth. But first, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by Eek's Authority Choker. This sleek leather electro collar will help you dominate any situation. Eek's Authority Choker. They should have listened the first time.
Previously on the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour, the captain was mistaken for Pepe Rafael Muchono and was deported back to Guatemala. Oh, and he pissed off Sour Man the Buggerer and met a speedster.
Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and go. We're good, right?
No, we're not good. You can't leave him here.
Oh, cute. Yeah, I'm rich, honey, so I can do anything I please. He does have a credit card. Charge whatever he needs, admission, books, vaccinations. Just keep him alive until summer. Yeah, I'll be at the Hotel Plaza de Poor Crusher. Yeah, you can find the number online, but don't call, really. Okay, ciao.
Wait, you can't go.
And that gash is out of here.
Sir, we have to stop him, or he'll vibrate the whole mansion down.
I should have just let your mom keep blowing me.
What was that?
Nothing. Let's focus on tornado shorts.
Well, maybe with my weird wave communicator, I can calculate his frequency so we can hone in on his exact location.
Well, figure it out. It's not a good look to fuck up two houses in 1 month.
Just a few more calibrations,
but try to sound smart, Lardman, and do something.
Okay. When I say now, reach out and grab him. Now!
The captain extends his arm and latches onto the front of the youngster's shirt, stopping him dead in his tracks. Held firmly in Punishment's grasp was Swift Bartholomew Winthrop, a skinny, rusty-haired, freckled-faced boy whose innocence could melt even the most cynical of hearts. Punishment held the raucous boy tight as he thrashed about trying to free himself.
Relax, kid. I ain't gonna hurt you or nothing. It's just time for you to slow your rollers off.
Hi, I'm Swift Bartholomew Winthrop. People call me Lickety Split. This place is so badass. Am I gonna be living here? Where do I put my stuff? Do I have to stay in the cage? I'm starving. When's dinner? Hey, you look like that Captain Punishment guy I saw on the news. Is that you? Are you the headmaster? Do I call you headmaster or Captain Punishment? Or Captain? Or Captain Headmaster? Or Headmaster Punishment? Wait, is that bench over there oak?
Enough!
Sorry.
I need you to slow down, boy. I can't have you zip-zap-zooming everywhere right now. You're driving me nuts.
I do that. By the way, it's a pleasure to meet you, Captain Punishment. I noticed there are several damaged sections throughout the mansion. I fixed two 30 seconds ago, but there's still a lot of work to do. How did it get this way? This place looks abandoned. Are you guys open for business? Are there budget problems? I thought this place was supposed to be legendary. Will it be?
Don't you ever shut up.
Not really, no. It's really hard for me to slow down because they just keep going and going and going and going.
Don't make me slap the shit out of you, kid.
Okay, right. Gotcha. No problem.
Oh, hell. What am I gonna do with you? How old are you, kid?
15 and a half. Almost 16, but definitely not 14. I was, but then I
turned. Yeah, turn it off. Hey, Larman, I think I've got an idea to mellow this kid out. Go get my one-hitter out of the car.
Sir, I don't think getting a minor hopped up on marijuana is the appropriate thing to do right now.
Listen, Narc. Name's Captain, not Sergeant who asked for your opinion. Now scoop, buzzkill!
Lardman does as he's told, and soon returns with the captain's smoking device. Before too long, all three gentlemen sit in the library, stoned to the bejeebus. Unbeknown to the unsuspecting stoners, an invisible Sour Man the Buggerer and his apprentice, Ickley Barnum, watch the night's events play out.
Whoa. You are so the best and worst teacher ever, Mr. Punishment, sir.
I love you guys so much! Serious. I fucking love you guys.
Apparently that's enough for Lardman. How are you feeling, Swift?
It's like I'm moving in slow motion, but I'm still moving in normal motion, you know?
Oh, I do know, man.
Man.
Yep, I think the old ganja speed bump finally did the trick.
Hey, guys!
What, Lardman?
I love you guys so much! Hey, wait, Mr. Townhouse, man, I just realized something. You were getting a beach from my mom earlier.
Whoa, boy.
Not cool, bro.
Hey, she was the one that got all handsy, or, well, mouthy, to be more accurate.
Oh, Fuck, dudes! She does that shit all the time! My Boy Scout troop leader, Mr. Simmons. My 7th grade English teacher, Mr. Raymond. Fucking Cardinal Magassi.
Yeah, she is quite the handful there, Lardman. So, let's get back to Swift here. Couldn't help but notice that your mom was a worthless piece of shit there, kid. That's gotta suck.
Yeah, she's kind of a joke. She's on that reality show, The Real Housewives of Skag City, and thinks she's hot shit.
I thought she looked familiar. I love that show.
Yeah, well, she only cares about her clothing line, or her record label, or her name brand, Anal Bleach.
What about your old man?
Never met him. I don't think she even remembers his name, honestly. She really only wanted a kid as an accessory. Once I got older and started getting my powers, she'd just pass me off to some nanny and disappear for months at a time. A few weeks ago, she was taping a dinner party at our house for her show. And I lost control of my speed and screwed it all up. She was so pissed. It was hilarious. She's been dying to pawn me off ever since.
That sucks, man!
Yeah, kid, that's the shits.
Did you know my mom's a whore?
So you're a speedster, huh?
Yep, I can run across water, I can vibrate through walls, anything at super speed, really.
Anything, huh? Well, maybe you can help us clean this place up a bit.
For show. Let me just get up and I can... Ooh.
Oh! You fell!
Whoa, I'm so fucked up right now.
That's hilarious! Did you see that, CP? Did ya?
Indoor voice, Lardman. Why don't we get started on the cleanup tomorrow? You two should definitely pass out.
You guys are so great.
No, you're great.
Schmucks.
Get the fuck out!
Huh? What's that?
You better get your ass out now, fool.
Hey, are you guys hearing what I'm hearing? Guess not. Probably the voices in my head again. Nothing a shot of rye won't fix.
Gonna fuck your ass up.
Don't threaten me, brain. Ugh.
Did you pass out? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Suddenly, Sourman and Ickley appear next to the unconscious stoners, temporarily disabling the invisibility spell they cast upon Punishment's arrival.
Pyrrhus, Temporaris. See what I mean? This guy here is just king of the shithead.
He's undesirable at best, my lord.
Soon we'll strike, but for now, just steal his weed.
Sourman and Ickley raid Punishment's stash and disappear once again. The next morning, our heroes face yet another mortal enemy. The hangover.
Well, if you didn't smoke it, who did?
Shh, not so loud.
Lightweight pussy ass. And another thing, I can't believe with all your secret organization fancy equipment, you don't have a fucking coffee maker, you shit stain.
Morning, sirs.
Jesus, what are you sneaking up on fuckers for? Put a bell on or something.
Where have you been?
I've been doing some things around the mansion. I also went out for coffee, here.
I shall not kill you at this time.
Oh, and thanks for the pot last night, Mr. Townhouse. I know we broke several laws, but it was worth it. This is the first time I've been able to control my abilities and keep myself at a functioning speed.
No problem, kid. Everybody needs a reset button every now and then. But remember this. First time was me doing you a solid. From here on out, find your own hookup and stay out of my stash. If I catch you pinching, I'm cutting your ankle cords.
Understood.
Okay, so where should we start?
Well, I thought I noticed two large generators out back. Let me see. Yeah, they're a little dusty, but I think all they need is a good charge. With my speed, maybe I can create enough friction to zap them back to life. Let's see.
Wait!
Yes?
Don't just be fucking around with electricity, kid.
It's cool. I do it all the time.
Wait!
Yes?
No, it ain't cool. I think if you're playing with dangerous electrodes and whatnot, you should sign a waiver or something.
Oh, okay. You got one?
No.
Okay.
Wait! Eh, fuck it. If he blows up, piss on him.
Suddenly, the remaining undamaged lights come flickering back on.
Wow, he did it.
And I'm still alive.
Hey, fine job. And here's to you not blowing up or anything. Okay, so we got power. What's next on your list, Lardman?
Tons of stuff, sir. Most of which can be knocked out in a cheesy 80s music video montage.
I like it.
All we need is for our captain to start us off with a witty transition into montage line.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, well, let me see. Here you go. Fellas, all we gotta do to get started is just put one foot in front of the other.
This unique team worked nonstop for several days, repairing and remodeling the Zabrowski mansion. As the trio labored tirelessly, the Haggard estate was slowly becoming less of a hazmat situation. All during their adventures, the invisible Sourman and Ickley Barnum stalked the group, studying their every move.
Fucking shitheads. Infuriatingly frustrating they have become. Free repairs, though, sir.
Shut up.
Wow, I can't believe this is the same place.
Yeah, it's getting there.
All right, let's not start heading to Mama Lardman's for a celebratory HJ just yet. Half the mansion is still a stone's throw away from a prison camp. Hopefully when this State Board of Education asshole gets here, we can distract them long enough to still pull this off.
You really think we could do it, Mr. Townhouse?
Oh, no fucking way. But what are you gonna do, right?
Good attitude, sir. That's them!
You better take off, kid. It's best they not see you quite yet.
Gotcha.
As Swift sprints down a back hallway, something catches his attention. Before he can react, Swift is surrounded by a magical force field, which stops him dead in his tracks. As the speedster hovers frozen in the air, he is joined by evil apprentice Ickley Barnum.
Yowza!
Listen, I don't have much time. Get out while you can.
Who are you?
If you stay, he will kill you.
Suddenly, Sourman appears in the hallway.
Ickley, what the fuck is going on?
Ickley bounces Swift off the wall, sending him to the ground.
Wallace Thrustus! Tell punishment to get out, anomaly scum, or you all die!
Forgive me, sir. I let my guard down and he saw me.
Well, nothing we can do about it now. Stupid short little motherfucker. Come on, Inklin.
Sourman and Ickley disappear, leaving Swift alone in the hallway, moaning in pain.
I smell an adventure.
Back in the lobby, Punishment goes to answer the persistent knock, but before he can get there, the door falls to the mansion floor.
You mean after all that montage work, none of us fixed the shitty broken door? Not a good start, Nimrods.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Francis Townhouse.
Yeah, that's me. Here, let me help you over this door here.
Oh, my. Thank you. I'm your local school board representative, Betty Budinsky.
Of course you are. Please, come in. Excuse the door. We're still installing the security system.
Not a good start, I must say.
Let me take your coat.
Thank you.
Out of nowhere, Betty Budinsky's coat is ripped from her body and thrown down the hallway.
Get out, bitch!
Come again?
That was our lobby greeting. It's a new, thing.
Get out, bitch.
Yeah, get out, bitch. I'm Special Agent Larry Lardman of the World Enforcement of International Rare Deformities.
Good for you. Let's cut to the chase, gentlemen. I am very busy, and I have several schools I must visit today. Let me start off by telling you that I think this special power/need school is a bunch of malarkey. Personally, I think these light-bright kids should be jammed into the public school system to be forgotten just like every other red-blooded American child. But others, who are above my pay grade, think differently. However, if I find your school is not up to my very high standards, then believe you me, I will not hesitate to close this place down ASAP. Are we understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Some of us still believe that children are our future, and I will in no way compromise the beauty they possess inside for anything.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's say we begin in the gymnasium. Oh, my heavens! Is that blood gushing from the wall?
Well, it certainly appears to be.
Bathe in blood, hole.
What was that?
Nothing. You're losing your mind.
I am not. Is something going on?
Of course not.
This here is the wall where we keep our first aid supplies. That's just the extra blood we keep on hand in case a student hurts himself.
Hey, let's check out the gym.
Punishment and Lardman lead Budinsky to the gym, but once they arrive, they find that several basketballs are shooting themselves into the hoops.
Now, what is this?
Well, that is another interesting question I should probably know the answer to.
We play for keeps, Trick!
Did you say trick? Is this a trick of some kind?
No. That's the latest in cybernetic physical fitness enhancers, automated basketballs. They give you a terrific workout.
Technology is beyond me. Moving on now, to the kitchen.
What is going on here?
I have no idea.
We have to get her out of here.
Come on, gentlemen, I haven't got all day. Is the kitchen this way?
Yeah, just the end of that hallway.
Ah! Oh my God, what is that?
Well, that appears to be a human head sitting on the stove with a rather large snake coming out of its mouth.
I'ma come out of your mouth, bitch!
Oh, talked nasty to you as well.
Oh, so graphic. Explain this immediately.
It's a decoration.
A decoration.
Right. Halloween is right around the corner, and we just love being festive.
You may want to rethink that. It might be too disturbing for some of the younger students.
You are so right. Lardman, let's lose the head while we go to another room quickly.
As they turn to leave, several knives fly from their drawers, embedding themselves in the kitchen door.
Oh, dear me!
Stick your bony white ass.
What are those?
Knives. You want one?
Of course not. Why were they thrust into the doorway?
Well, our chef is a bit eccentric.
This is just a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I couldn't agree with you more. We will definitely talk to him. Let's discuss that in here.
The group makes their way into the library, where they find a clairvoyant, ghost-like figure awkwardly pleasuring himself.
And in the library, we are treated to a ghost jacking off. Excellent.
Boo-woo crew leader, Ghost Voice Killer, was menacing, dressed in his all-white goofu gear.
I told y'all fools to get the fuck out! Now y'all got me mad! And when I get mad, I come in faces! Now get some nuts, son!
Mrs. Budinsky, get down!
Lardman shoves Betty to the floor and then is ghost nut blasted in the face.
Oh my god!
Oh no, not ghost jizz!
Ghost Voice Killer pulls up his drawers, then quickly disappears.
Ah! He got me in the eyes! I'm blind! I'm blind!
Jeez, play hard to get, a little Lardman.
What is this mess, Mr. Townhouse?
I don't know, Mrs. Budinsky. The spectral cum bath is new for us.
It's burning my soul's eyes, too!
There, little buddy. Why is this happening to us?
Mr. Townhouse, this is unacceptable. I don't care what you tell me. It's obvious this mansion is currently haunted by paranormal hip-hop specters.
How could that be?
I don't know, sir. But what I do know is until you rid this institution of those foul-mouthed, masturbating spirits, I cannot permit this school to open.
Wait, this is just a misunderstanding.
No misunderstanding, Mr. Townhouse. It's time to own up to the fact that you were given a task that someone of your caliber was never suited for. Now, good day!
What the fuck just happened?
Man, Mr. Townhouse, there is some weird stuff going on around here.
Something is tuna fishy, sir.
Just then, Ghost Voice Killer appears and blows a fart into Lardman's face.
Eat shit, cracker.
Oh, man.
Smell that spirit shit, white boy.
We have got to get rid of that asshole.
How do we do that?
Well, what do you do if there's something strange in the neighborhood?
Right. Who you gonna call?
Like, if things are weird and they don't look good.
Yeah, who you gonna call?
Ghost!
Knock it off before we get sued again. But that does give me an idea. Lardman, get me the phone book!
As Captain Punishment looks for his solution in the yellow pages, the still invisible Sour Man and Ickley secretly enjoy their recently induced chaos.
Punishment's resolve doesn't seem to be wavering, sir.
It's just a matter of time.
Hey, I can hear you, creepy.
No, you didn't. Go to commercial.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour was brought to you by Eek's Authority Choker. Check out our adorable styles for kids. Eek's Authority Choker, where we pride ourselves on never leaving a mark.
Can Punishment and his friends survive the Boo Woo Crew's onslaught? Or will they cower like the little bitches they are? Come back next week, where Captain Punishment loses the big game to Valley. Same cap time, same cap station. This issue was written by
Mac Welch,
illustrated by Tony Perry, inked by
Emily O'Connor,
RJ Battier,
colored by
Amy Huey,
lettered by
Danielle Hernandez,
Grant Cooper,
edited by
Michael Hall,
published by
Brenda Welch.
This issue was recorded at
Plain Truth Entertainment Recording Studio, NYC.
And engineered by
Steve Sola, a.k.a. The Mix King.
Yeah!
Puss-cat, meow, meow. Puss-cat, meow, meow. Puss-cat, meow, meow.